WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. An about-face from Iran. The country's Revolutionary Guard admits today that it did shoot down a Ukrainian jetliner that crashed earlier this week, but it was a mistake. The head of the Guard's aerospace division says an officer made the, quote, bad decision to open fire on the plane because he thought it was a cruise missile that was coming toward a sensitive military center. Correspondent Frederick Plykin.
Of the country, Hassan Rouhani, called this an unjustifiable mistake and said those who are behind it will be held accountable. He's calling for justice. The military itself is also saying the same thing, saying that there's going to be a military trial for those who are behind all this. And they're also saying they are going to reform the procedures they have for their air defense systems.
All 176 people on the plane died. It was shot down after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on two U.S. military bases in Iraq in retaliation for the U.S. killing its top general. A D.C. police officer is in the hospital with serious injuries this morning after being hit by a stolen car last night. That officer was helping direct traffic around a crash in the area of Benning Road and Minnesota Avenue Northeast involving a Housing Authority police vehicle and another stolen vehicle. The car that hit the officer drove off, according to D.C. police.
That vehicle that struck her was also a stolen vehicle, was stopped in the 4200 block of Hayes Street Northeast. And at least one occupant of that vehicle was taken into custody.
Police are looking for the two other people in the vehicle that hit the officer. They've released a picture of one of them that was caught on camera. Two people that were in the first stolen vehicle are in custody. Virginia State Police say a patch of ice is to blame for a 75-car pileup on westbound I-64 last month. The Virginian Pilot reports a statement from police says investigators believe a driver lost control of the vehicle that he or she was driving in, spun out, and was hit by another vehicle at the start of the pileup in Upper York County on December 22nd. At the nearest weather station in Williamsburg, the fog had reduced visibility to less than a quarter of a mile 20 minutes before the crash occurred. Christmas decorations are being taken down all over our region, and Arlington National Cemetery is no exception. Volunteers are gathering this morning to take more than 200,000 wreaths off the tombstones. Four wreaths out.
The gates to Arlington open at 8 o'clock in the morning every day, and so typically, probably by the early afternoon, all the wreaths are picked up and they're placed into dumpsters for transport.
Major Jeremy Tilley says everyone is welcome to volunteer. You do not need to sign up. Just show up at the cemetery. The cemetery's parking garage is opening now for those with family passes or handicap placards. If you can't park there, you can park in the Pentagon South parking lot, or you can take Metro. In sports, the Wizards beat the Hawks 111-101. Shortstop Trey Turner and the Nats agreed to a $7.5 million one-year contract yesterday as the World Series champs avoided arbitration by settling with all of their eligible players. Turner joined lefty reliever Roenis Elias, who got a $1.975 million deal, and right-handed starter Joe Ross, who got a $1.5 million deal, in agreeing to 2020 contracts. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Big storms or small, weekends or weekdays, depend on the WMAL Storm Center.
A winter weather advisory has been issued for the
Greater East. Slow, steady accumulation of snow throughout the night.
Everything you need to know is right here.
Every single public school system in the D.C. region is closed.
Well, we're seeing a good accumulation.
The roads certainly can be dangerous in certain areas.
Stay ahead of seasonal storms.
Get a complete list of closings and delays
with 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed.
Rush to 7-Eleven and get ageless male tonight.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting reports of some accident activity on the southbound BW Parkway at Route 50 Kenilworth Avenue. Looks like some slow traffic starting to form in that area. In McLean, the Georgetown Pike is still closed in both directions, right near Old Dominion Drive due to accident activity. And in Leesburg, Harmony Church Road is still closed at Peel Lane. That also due to accident activity. Traveling elsewhere, things are looking good on the Beltway. No issues to report on 270. Look for some road work northbound around Shady Grove Road along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, overcast, a high near 70. Tonight, cloudy with rain after midnight, a low of 61. Right now, 51 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington Small, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. The holidays are behind you, but the new year is right in front, making this the perfect time for you to focus on getting a financial plan. It's a great New Year's resolution, and we want to help you make it happen. Call us right now at 888-PLAN-RICK before Monday at 10 p.m., and we'll give you a financial plan, all part of a free retirement review. Yes, free. But only if you call right now. Through your free retirement review, you'll meet with one of my colleagues here at Edelman Financial Engines, an experienced financial planner skilled in reviewing your investments and every aspect of your personal finances. You'll get the advice you need to help make sure you have enough money to last your entire retirement. So call right now, 888-PLAN-RICK. This personal financial plan is normally $800, but right now you get it for free. This offer expires Monday at 10 p.m., so call right now at 888-PLAN-RICK.
I totally want to be that girl in a romantic comedy. So when I'm on a dating app, I make sure I come across slightly quirky, but also totally cute and sexy all at once. At first, I'm interested, but wait, suddenly I act all hard to get. Gotta make them work, right?
Want to meet someone not online? At It's Just Lunch, we make great matches and even arrange the dates so you can make a real connection with a real person. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits. Guaranteed dates. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699.
Do you know when you should start taking Social Security? Should you pay off or keep your mortgage? Have you discussed qualified charitable distributions? How much can you afford to spend in retirement? Hi, I'm Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We not only manage investments for our clients, we help you make good decisions about your realistic and enjoyable retirement.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us. He covers the White House and Congress. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick, and what a morning it is.
First off, a vote taken by the House of Representatives, the debate over legal authority for the lethal strike against Qassem Soleimani. The authorization for the use of military force, the AUMF, and this relates to Iraq. Help us out, because a lot of people tune into the Saturday Morning Update. They're not following this minute by minute during the week. What is the AUMF exactly? What is the significance of the vote?
This was passed in 2002, the authorization of the use of military force in Iraq, and it allowed George W. Bush to lead the strike that overthrew Saddam Hussein, and it was used as the basis for the taking out of General Soleimani, the leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, who happened to be there with an Iraqi counterpart. Here's what the issue is. Many members of Congress who were opposed to going into Iraq in the first place want to repeal the AUMF. Others say that the president had no authority under this, and hence there was the debate of invoking the War Powers Act of 1973. This says that unless there is congressional approval, all military action against a particular country can be shut off after 30 days. and then Congress has to approve further action. Presidents have ignored this in the past, most recently Bill Clinton when he was involved in the Balkans. And I might add that Bill Clinton's actions have led to his statue being in Serbia today. The War Powers Act has been a subject of debate by constitutional lawyers as well as congressmen since it went on the books 47 years ago over the veto of President Richard Nixon. My own guess is that Democrats are bringing this up. It will fail in the Senate, or it would fall to a presidential veto if it ever got that far. Here's what many Republicans were pointing out, that Barack Obama used military force in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, Libya, and Yemen, and there was not a peep on the Democratic side about the War Powers Act or invoking it. My guess is that this is a measure which certainly rallied the Democratic troops and the anti-war side, will probably lead to legislation trying to keep U.S. forces and armaments out of Iran. Bernie Sanders is already co-sponsoring such legislation. But as far as it particularly goes this week, the story is a non-starter.
A lot of pressure on Nancy Pelosi from Republicans for weeks now. Democrats, including Senator Dianne Feinstein, putting pressure on the Speaker of the House to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. What's the latest at week's end?
Both Republicans and Democrats are saying, in effect, Speaker Pelosi, put up or shut up. The House passed two articles of impeachment, neither of which have made it to the hands of the Senate. This has given Majority Leader Mitch McConnell an opportunity to say that the Senate will go back to doing its regular business, such as debating foreign policy and the president's authority, rather than spending time getting seated and prepared for a full-blown trial. Another point to be made on this, the House cannot proceed with the signing on of impeachment managers to present the case for and against the presidential removal from office. And, of course, everyone knows the outcome of this particular trial. The president is going to be acquitted, very possibly by a bipartisan vote. One can only speculate at this point. Is Speaker Pelosi seeing some polls that show that the public is not in favor of a trial and would take it out on the House that has put Congress in this situation? One can only guess. My guess is that by the end of next week, lawmakers are going to take effect on this and essentially smother the acts when they get over to the House without witnesses or a trial and then move on with the country's business. We'll find out.
I can imagine it was a tough call for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the decision whether to stay on as the secretary or to run for Senate in Kansas, which probably would have been an easy win for him. What do you think is behind his decision, and what does it mean for that Republican seat in Kansas?
Well, there's always an element of ego when a cabinet member considers running for the U.S. Senate. Some have been able to do it. Robert Kennedy went from attorney general to being a New York senator, and others in history have been able to make a move like this. On the other hand, there's the idea of being number one going to being one of 100. Certainly that had to enter into the calculations of the man who is increasingly referred to as the most powerful Secretary of State since Henry Kissinger. Look at where Pompeo is right now. His good friend and classmate from West Point, Mike Esper, is Secretary of Defense. His former number two at the CIA, Gina Haspel, is now director of the company. And his friend Robert O'Brien is National Security Advisor. He talks to the president at least twice a day, lunches with him at least twice a week. It was Pompeo who hosted the official dinner welcoming Greek Prime Minister Mitsotakis last week. My guess is that to give all of that up, to be a senator, answer roll calls, and sit through long committee meetings was most unappealing for him, even though, as you say, he could have won again. Does this change his ambitions for the future? Hardly. Mike Pompeo wants to be president, but I think he's counting on a second term as the second most powerful man in Washington to do it.
More power to him. A little double entendre there.
Yeah, and I would also add this. Buck Henry, the creator of the beloved and sometime bumbling secret agent Maxwell Smart, had a line that says it all and certainly summed up Secretary Pompeo's attitude, and loving it.
Greek Prime Minister in town this week. We saw the presser from the Oval Office. He didn't get many questions, but what did happen while he was in town?
The Prime Minister demonstrated why he's Prime Minister. Kyriakos Mitsotakis, whom I interviewed when he was opposition party leader 2 years ago, is now Prime Minister with a solid majority in the Greek Parliament and gradually rolling back the economic calumny that gripped his country for years. In terms of the United States, he's a friend in the best sense of the word. Asked about the president's action in Iran and where Greece stood, he said, "We are allies with the United States, and we stand with our allies. The foundation of the post-war world is based on the transatlantic alliance. It's that simple." And at a time when many other countries turned their back or raised questions about what the United States did to take out the nefarious General Soleimani, the man from Athens knew who his friends were, stood by them. It was inspiring to listen to him last week.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist, Newsmax.com. Follow him on Twitter at John Gizzi. And much appreciated, John.
Always a pleasure, and we look forward to next week. One other word. Last week would have been the 107th birthday of an important figure in history, perhaps the most controversial politician I ever met, Richard Nixon. The last time I saw him in 1992, 2 years before his death, I turned to go, and he said to me, "We've saved freedom abroad. The question now is, can we save freedom at home?" Some thoughts from a controversial figure that once met is not forgotten, Richard Nixon.
Wow, are those words current today or what? It's 7:18. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAO. We've got Cheryl Atkinson up next, and we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And if you're just joining us this morning, Iran has now admitted to an accidental shoot down of the Ukrainian passenger jet. Of course, earlier in the week killed all 176 people on board. Iran says it unintentionally shut down the airliner. And we'll get into detail with that with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and also KT McFarland coming up as well. But right now, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center as we check traffic and weather.
In McLean, there is still accident activity that has the Georgetown Pike closed in both directions between Difficult Run Creek and Old Dominion Drive. And in Leesburg, Harmony Church Road is still closed at Peel Lane also due to accident activity. BW Parkway southbound at Route 50 Kenilworth Avenue. Watch out for an accident in the left lane causing slow traffic. And keep in mind that the wreath out at the Arlington National Cemetery event takes place today. Gates open at 8 o'clock and expect extra foot traffic, extra crowds at the Arlington Cemetery Metro stop. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, hold on to your seats. We've got cloudy skies today, a high of 70, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 65. Monday looks mostly cloudy with a high of 56. Some rain on Tuesday, high 53. Cloudy Wednesday with a high of 58. 51 now in Washington. We're headed to 70 this afternoon. 7:20 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Cheryl Atkinson joins us each week. Of course, she is the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. She's authored Stonewall and The Smear. And Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
One of the big stories of 2019 was, of course, the spotlight on government surveillance, a.k.a. spying. And on Full Measure tomorrow, you go back a lot further than 2019 on some of the history and the incidents.
Well, I've been sort of trying to sound this alarm for some years that there have been enough publicly known incidents of government surveillance abuses, besides whatever we don't know about, to make one wonder, well before 2016, and I'm going to go back in our cover story to around 2002 time frame and talk about these abuses kind of all in one nasty ball where you can see, I think we should have known what might have been coming. And if we don't take care of business now with some sort of reform, or I think we can absolutely expect more of the same.
Well, this is a story that also affects you personally. It's something we've been watching for the past few years. And there is a major new development in your story. It actually started in 2011. And for people that may not be familiar with Cheryl's experience, she was targeted by illegal surveillance by the U.S. government. As a CBS News investigative correspondent, she was looking into the gun walking operation known as Fast and Furious. There was an intrusion on your computer. And a major revelation this week, and what did you find out?
Well, let me just say there were phases of intrusions. This went on for a long period of time, according to the forensics. And we sued in court. It took a long time because DOJ uses unlimited taxpayer money to fight. And, of course, the perpetrators, we believe, were in the Department of Justice or under the Department of Justice, so they were no help in getting discovery. Ultimately, the suit dismissed for technical reasons. We never got to present the forensics proving the government intrusion. Now we are back filing a new case because we have someone who has admitted being part of the illegal surveillance against me, a former federal official or agent, and he's provided a lot of information. And according to him, the head of this illegal group, which did this, he says, to hundreds of U.S. citizens, I'm the least of which, you know, the person who was surveilled and involved, this is why it's important, is because of all the other people. But anyway, he said Rod Rosenstein, then U.S. attorney out of Baltimore, led this effort, and he has a lot of details. So we've been able to name names of five former federal officials and agents who we know or we believe were part of this illegal surveillance on me as well as other people.
So you have forensic evidence. You have a government agent now admitting to involvement. I would think that this would be a slam dunk for you in a court.
Well, one thing I've learned, you know, we've had the forensic evidence proving the government intrusion for years. We've had a former FBI official that confirms he helped facilitate the initial forensic examination that proved it. We have our own forensics. We now have a guy, it's as good as bringing someone in handcuffs to the judge because he's saying I did it. But I've learned that none of that matters in a lawsuit. If Department of Justice is going to fight you and you never get to present the evidence for all the delays, the obstruction, you can't get discovery, it doesn't go anywhere. And if this Department of Justice, hearing these allegations and knowing what we have and with the ability to look at our forensics and see that the government did it, which they already know in my mind, still doesn't want to do anything about it, this kind of just hangs out there and nothing happens despite the fact you know who did it, you know what happened, you know, it just hangs out there. So I hope that's not the case, but I'm not optimistic that the Department of Justice is going to take care of business and go after the agents who did these illegal acts.
Amazing. Another story you've got tomorrow that I think is of major interest is a lot of talk about the China trade deal, and we hear what it means for farmers maybe, but what does it mean for the rest of us?
Well, it's a great question, and I've asked that. There are certainly a lot of people that know way more about it than I do. But I think there are a lot of people like me out there. We keep hearing how important China is and how important this trade deal is. So I set out to find someone who could explain it to us in simple terms, and it's Michael Pillsbury. You've probably seen and heard him. He's an outside advisor to President Trump. He's got a front row seat on all of this, and he does a great job in breaking it down for us and telling us why you should care and what it means. And I will tell you, it boils down to jobs, and he was able to, for me, make the connection for the first time without just saying, you know, jobs are at stake. He explains why. and why this deal they think is so important. Something I thought was interesting, Rick, is I said, is the deal going to be signed? Because you remember a couple months ago, the Chinese backed out at the last second, and that caused President Trump to impose some really big tariffs. And Michael Pillsbury, he's somewhat optimistic, but he said, can I sit here today and tell you they're not going to do something like that again on Wednesday? You know, he says, I can't. I'm optimistic, but I can't promise that they're going to come in and sign this deal. So we're going to be kind of on pins and needles until Wednesday.
Check it out tomorrow morning, Full Measure, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock and on News Channel 8 during the day as well. Cheryl, thank you very much as always.
Thanks, Rick.
7:26 now. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Having a place to come was important to Will and me.
The Catholic Church insists that cremated remains be respectfully buried in the sacred ground of a cemetery.
When I have a dilemma, I will stop in here to get some insight. It is his resting place.
To secure your family's place for remembrance and prayer, call a Catholic cemeterian at 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
If you have that in your plans, you know where your resting place will be.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
American Military University is proud to be a respected provider of education to our nation's security professionals. AMU offers affordable online bachelor's and master's programs for today's cyber warrior. AMU is at the forefront of cybersecurity education and has been recognized by the NSA as a national center of excellence for cyber defense education. Classes start monthly to fit your schedule. Visit amuonline.com to get started today. AMU is part of American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
Dear customer service, I can always count on Novak. My power is always on, my payments always go through, and Novak actually cares about the community they serve.
Dear Novak, your electric costs are reasonable. Some electricity is from alternative sources, and cost reductions are passed along during the year. Thanks.
Novak, power you can count on.
Planning to buy a home? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. Call Mark at 202-625-1221, online at cornerstonefirst.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, Colin Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've been talking about remodeling your kitchen, well, now is the best time to get started while the memory of the holidays is fresh in your mind. This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters, suggesting you make a list of what worked and didn't work in your old kitchen during the holidays. Think about the countertops. Was there enough space for all the food? Were you bumping into each other while you worked? Did you have enough storage and is it in the right place? Then bring your list to one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who can help you find the right solutions. Get some great ideas at CabinetDiscounters.com in the photo gallery of kitchens we've actually remodeled. Then download the free planning guide. And at CabinetDiscounters.com, you'll find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers so you can call for a free consultation. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. Iran's Revolutionary Guard now admitting it did shoot down a Ukrainian jetliner earlier this week that crashed, killing the 176 people on it. But they say they didn't realize it was a passenger plane. Correspondent Frederick Plytkin.
This Ukrainian Airlines plane took off, and the Iranians say that it made a turn towards what they call a sensitive Revolutionary Guard. That's the most elite unit of Iran's military, towards that base. And they said at some point it was at a flight level, so at an altitude, and flying in a direction that it was mistaken for a cruise missile. And that's, in effect, why it was mistakenly shot down.
It happened hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on two U.S. military bases as payback for the U.S. killing its top general. The search is on for two people who D.C. police say hit one of their officers while they were riding in a stolen vehicle. It happened around 6 last night near Benning Road and Minnesota Avenue Northeast. Police say the officer was trying to direct traffic around a D.C. Housing Authority police vehicle that had been hit by another stolen vehicle during a traffic stop.
As they were trying to get information and direct traffic around the scene of this accident, a vehicle sped through, striking an MPD officer, causing severe injury to this officer.
She was taken to the hospital. The car that hit her drove off. Police found it nearby and arrested one of the people inside. The other two were on the run. In sports, the Wizards beat the Hawks 111-101. Trey Turner and the Nats agreed to a $7.45 million one-year contract yesterday. He joined Rowenis Elias, who got a $1.97 million deal, and Joe Ross, who signed a $1.5 million contract. Up next, traffic and weather.
Okay, it's 2020, so it's time to start your journey to a healthier life today. I'm Larry O'Connor, and I've got the skinny on holiday weight gain. And it all starts with EMP 180 weight loss. The EMP 180 coaches, they're going to help you look good and feel even better. Their mission is to inspire, educate, and empower you to live a healthier life. And they designed this mission to be different, to be the last program you'll need. But the key to that mission is the dedicated team of nutrition coaches that meet you one-on-one and tailor all their programs to accommodate your individual lifestyle and needs. I got to tell you, when I started with EMP 180, I thought I was there just to lose weight, and I did. I lost 40 pounds in a few months, but what I really got was a journey to a healthier lifestyle from this point forward. I really want that for you, too. And I'm not alone. The Washington Capitals have partnered with the D.C. area's leader in health and nutrition and weight loss, EMP 180. So do what I did, do what the Caps did, and win yourself a championship. 855-888-0180 or go online, emp180weightloss.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
WMAL News Time, 7:33. Traffic and weather, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks like the delays are easing on the BW Parkway southbound at Route 50 where we did have an accident. Looks like that is now in the clearing stages. However, in McLean, keep in mind that a portion of the Georgetown Pike is still closed down between Difficult Run Creek and Old Dominion Drive due to accident activity. As well in Leesburg, Harmony Church Road is still shut down at Peel Lane due to accident activity. And in the district, Benning Road between Minnesota Avenue and Northeast and 34th Street, that portion of Benning Road closed down for accident investigation activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, overcast, a high near 70. Tonight, cloudy, rain after midnight, a low of 61. Right now, 56 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m.
The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL. 3 days only. The Washington Camping RV Expo is at the Dulles Expo Center, January 10th through the 12th. Whether you're a seasoned RVer or just getting started, there's something for you. RVs for every budget and camping style will be on display. Take advantage of show-only pricing and incentives. Shop a large selection of RV and outdoor accessories. Speak with campgrounds and resorts. Enjoy free educational seminars and more. Buy now and save only at the Dulles Expo Center, January 10th through the 12th. Visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
You may have heard my story, how I love my Good Feet Art Support so much that I bought the store. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and now one of my favorite things is seeing reviews from other Good Feet customers. Here's one from Terry in Richmond.
I'm a nurse and always on my feet. I have a nerve on the top of my foot that is always giving me problems. I've seen neurologists and foot doctors, and nothing helped until I got my art supports from the Good Feet store. No more nerve pain. I would recommend anyone that works on their feet to get to their store ASAP.
Here's another from William in Newport News.
My back pain is still decreasing, and I've stopped taking all of my pain medications. I have recommended you to anyone who will listen.
Then this review from Garland makes me chuckle.
I've only had Good Feet arch supports 4 days, and they are working for me. My knees are getting better, and no pain in my feet. I tell all my friends how I thought this was not a good idea. Man, I was wrong.
Come in today for your free personalized fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. He's the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Always great to be on.
All right. The big news, obviously, overnight, the word out of Iran that they have finally admitted to, quote, unintentionally shooting down the Ukrainian airliner. And, of course, the Western intelligence sources had been pointing to this for quite a while. But we now find that the Iranian government is admitting to it. Tell us a little bit about the intelligence and tell us a little bit about how we determined it and really forced them to finally fess up.
So there's multiple sources that we collect. A lot of it is telemetry, some of it's signals intelligence, voice sort of things. And all of it had to come together because, you know, that night the Iranians were up to no good. And I do believe, Rick, this was a failure based on their selection of individuals who are more politically trustworthy than technically competent. And so they, when they were hyper-vigilant, did this act, and there's no excuse for it. But what it took for us to determine this was kind of doing an overlay. It's like building a cake, trying to see the different things coming in, because we weren't looking at that spot, but a lot of things were available to us to put it all together. And by the time you put it all together, plus there's fairly compelling video evidence online now of the shot and of the actual explosion of the missile and all the debris hitting the ground. And it was one of those things too, that we were very careful. This took days to put together before we said anything. And again, under President Trump, the Department of Defense, the intelligence community are very careful to put together the best possible picture of what's going on. And that's why we saw this picture appear of what we were saying happened, and sure enough, that's what happened.
Real quick, they're blaming it on the plane taking a sharp, unexpected turn toward a sensitive military base. That's what the Iranian military is saying. Are we going to be able to determine whether that, in fact, is true?
Absolutely. Again, going back to the telemetry, I don't believe it for a minute. And even if so, you don't. If that's really how itchy their trigger finger was, then there should be no civil aircraft flying in Iran at all, because that's just insane. A civilian aircraft coming out of a civilian airport on a known path to be shot out of the air in cold blood is completely unacceptable. And I'm telling you right now, it was an accident, and they just lost control of their own technology.
I want to turn to an op-ed that you've written at Real Clear Politics, the headline, I faced Soleimani's forces. Dems are mourning a war criminal. And I think most people that know you know that obviously you're a former CIA operative, an intel officer, and in the military. The Democratic response, I was stunned. I mean, you used the headline in there, Dems are mourning a war criminal. As I listened to some of the things they said, I'm trying to be open-minded, but I'm like, whose side are you guys on?
Right. Well, so just one little correction. I'm a DOD operative. We were trained by CIA, Rick. Remember that? We have a bit of a rivalry going on. We actually called the CIA the Klingons in our book. But with that said, the whole issue of what he did was on full display in 2003. And in the editorial I make reference to, but we don't go into a lot of the details just because of space, on the fact that we captured one of his operatives, a IRGC Quds Force operative in 2003, funding with $65,000, going out, spreading cash around, literally hiring individuals to kill Americans in Afghanistan. This is eastern Afghanistan on the border with Pakistan. So we were able to break him, an FBI agent and I, over 3 days, over interrogation, and we were able to learn the truth. But this was simply one of hundreds of incidents that were being documented. And oh, by the way, Rick, you know, some of the audience probably remembers the challenge my book went through, Operation Darkheart, back in 2010 when it came out. I'm starting to think that one of the reasons they went after it is because we did illustrate in clear terms what happened with Iran in Afghanistan, the fact that they were funding this. And at the time, if you recall, they were negotiating the so-called Iranian deal, the nuclear deal. So I think that, you know, when they did the redactions, it may well have been about trying to suppress adverse information about Iran. But the American public has to understand this man was bad. He wasn't going to get any better. And President did the right thing to eliminate him.
So what you're saying is, you know, now we're in 2020. Soleimani's greatest hits go back at least to 2003, which is when you did the interrogation that showed he was behind this stuff. 17 years ago.
Evidence. Yes, we had factual evidence from there on. I've talked to others. I talked to a former member of Congress about this. His actions, Rick, go back to essentially right after the revolution in 79. And through the 80s and 90s, this guy was like a Bond villain without the Bond girls. He was truly evil and doing everything he could as an unconventional warfare guy to kill Americans. Hey, let me make that clear. He was killing Americans. This wasn't him simply planning and being obtuse. He was engaged in, you know, in killing Americans as part of his job as part of the Iranian government.
And you touch on that in the op-ed at Real Clear Politics. You go into a lot more detail in Operation Dark Heart. Let's turn to the briefing. Mike Lee was critical of the briefing. He did a little cleanup after that and said he was totally supportive of the president's action. His concerns were with the intel briefing. Tell us a little bit about a congressional briefing, especially when you're briefing the entire Congress.
This is something I know a lot about, having to had to testify. So most members of Congress, either Senate or House, will have what we call a secret clearance. It's a basic access to classified information. There are the next level above that is top secret, and then there are multiple levels above that. There's essentially a spectrum of knowledgeability. Most members of Congress don't need to know specific operational details. Some do. So there's been this so-called Gang of Eight, the senior leadership of both houses, which normally have access to pretty much, I'd say, 99% of what goes on out there. And then there's a 1%, which I think only maybe four people know about. I suspect that the reason that the administration has been so cagey is that they don't want to do anything to give up very effective communications on Iran. And I can't go into detail. I hate to sound like this, but I did talk to a general officer who was intimately involved in tracking Soleimani. And I suffice to say that we have a lot more clarity on what they were up to than I think most members of Congress are going to be briefed on because of the sensitivity. And let's face it, You've got a number of members of Congress who I think, if they were given all the details, would literally run out and undermine our ability to protect the American people by telling our adversaries. And that's sad to say about Congress, but I do believe there's like four members who would be more than happy to do that.
Well, if you look at the response of many of the Democrats this week, if I were a general and I had to go in and do a briefing, and it is an election year, and we've seen the animosity toward Trump, basically people will stoop as low as they possibly can to try and defeat him if they can't unseat him before that.
Right.
I would be a little concerned about giving anybody up there the information that they would turn and use against the president.
And that's what I think the judgment's been. I am completely confident that the intelligence indicated he was going to attack at least the embassy in Iraq. And again, he was in Iraq on a mission to plan the death of Americans, and there was absolutely a clear military justification using military authorities, Title 10, to conduct the hit on Soleimani. And it's sad that we cannot tell members of Congress all the details because we know they would compromise our ability. It's just the sad reality we now live in.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and you can check out his op-ed at realclearpolitics.com. Tony, as always, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
You bet. 7:46, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. We'll talk with KT McFarland coming up next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Virginia, watch out for accident activity now, and this is on the ramp from the outer loop of the Beltway to go southbound on Route 1. Stay to the left to get by this incident and use extra caution. Now, that earlier accident in McLean on the Georgetown Pike, right in the vicinity of Old Dominion Drive, has been cleared, and all lanes have been reopened in both directions. However, in Leesburg, Harmony Church Road still closed at Peel Lane due to accident activity. Earlier incident on the BW Parkway southbound at Route 50 Kenilworth Avenue has been cleared and delays are easing. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for cloudy skies today, a high of 70, partly cloudy tomorrow, high 65, mostly cloudy Monday, 56 for the high, rain on Tuesday up to 53, cloudy again Wednesday with a high of 58. 51 right now, we're going to 70, 7:47, Saturday Morning Update.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Is it too early to do spring cleaning?
Springtime is here, ma'am.
But the calendar says...
Springtime came to your house the moment we arrived.
We bring the springtime with us, ma'am.
But I haven't really prepared for spring cleaning.
You don't need to prepare, ma'am.
Just walk around and point at junk you wish would disappear.
And then what happens?
It disappears.
Really?
All you have to do is point.
All I have to do is point? Wow! You really do bring the springtime.
We leave behind happy places.
And happy faces.
We work until midnight 7 days a week.
And we can be there in 90 minutes.
When you're ready for a fresh start.
And you want junk to disappear.
You can make it springtime anytime.
All you have to do is point.
We'll be there before you hang up the phone.
Your home will sparkle and sing a happy song.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With 2020 underway, everyone is thinking about their New Year's resolution. Eat better, exercise more, oh yeah, and get a new roof. A new roof? Not exactly on the top of the resolution list. Well, I think about reprioritizing, because our slowest time of the year is your best time of the year to save huge on roofing. Through January 15th, save 60% off roofing. Plus, get 5 years interest-free financing. And with material prices going up in the spring, not only is it the best price you'll ever get, it's the best price you'll ever get ever again. 2019 pricing, 60% off materials, and 5 years interest-free financing? What? It's a New Year's roofolution. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through January 15th, it's the best price you'll ever get ever again.
American Military University is a respected educator to national security professionals, a distinction earned by never forgetting our students are priority one. We keep tuition affordable, attract field-tested faculty, and provide curriculum that helps keep you ahead of industry trends. When you enroll at AMU, you join a community respected by area employers. Get started at amuonline.com. AMU is part of the American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. We are joined by KT McFarland. She is the author of the new book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
You wrote an op-ed this week, and the headline on it basically, the next 48 hours will define the Trump presidency. That was Wednesday. It's been 48 hours. The definition.
It's been a great success, and I think this week has defined Trump's foreign policy and his strategy. It was 100% successful, and it's potentially changed the entire equation in the Middle East. It also put the final nail in the coffin of Obama's policy of tilting toward Iran and allowing Iran to stay on the path of getting a nuclear weapon and becoming the dominant country in the Middle East. Trump's reversed all that. It'll be impossible to go back, and I think he's set the stage for a new relationship with Iran, and he's also set the stage for potentially moving the United States forces out of the region, out of a war footing, and putting American resources towards Asia, which is where they belong, which is where the future is.
John Kerry has been out this week defending the Obama policy, defending the nuclear deal. Had some pretty strong comments about the president simply out to destroy anything that the Obama administration did. With your knowledge of that deal, what you inherited when you came in, how do you react when you hear John Kerry this week?
Well, you know, President Trump, when we walked into the White House, I mean, literally, the day of inauguration and the day or two after, he kept saying, boy, we've inherited a mess, haven't we? And I think that that speaks to what he inherited from Kerry, which is an Iran nuclear deal, which was flawed, criminally flawed, because it allowed Iran to get a windfall of billions to use towards its terror campaign throughout the region. It allowed Iran to continue building missiles to deliver nuclear weapons. And although it delayed Iran's path towards building a bomb itself, a nuclear bomb, it only delayed it, and it put it off for a few years. So the Obama-Kerry plan was to allow Iran to have nuclear weapons legally and on the international stage acceptably, but it would be delayed for a few years. Now, think of the Iran that just this week, quote, by mistake, shot down a Ukrainian plane filled with civilian passengers. You really want a country that makes a mistake like that to have nuclear weapons? Come on. I think that Trump did. He saved the region, and I think he saved an awful lot of lives, not just specifically with the things that Soleimani was targeting, but in general in the entire region.
So the Democrats this week, one of the talking points has been the whole idea of, was there an imminent threat? What was it? How do you define it? When you're the deputy national security advisor, is your definition of imminent threat different from a partisan member of the Congress?
Yeah, there's something. See, this is the fallacy. Imminent, what does imminent mean? The intelligence word is actionable intelligence. Do we have enough information to assume something's going to happen and to therefore take action from it? And usually actionable intelligence means that you've got proof not just from one place but several different places. The kinds of proof you might have are you see information passing electronically, either text messages or you see chatter on cell phone usage. You also perhaps have a human intelligence source. In other words, somebody on the inside who's ratted out the boss or is telling you what's going on. The third thing you have is stuff is moving around. So people are moving around, bad guys are moving around, money is moving around, potentially weapons are moving around. And so all those things together give you a picture of there's something about to happen. You may not know exactly which building. You may not know exactly what day or what time. But usually when you start seeing this kind of actionable intelligence, it's something that's imminent, it's about to happen, for the very reason that bad guys don't want to just let this stuff in the out there for too long before they make a move. So, yes, when Trump comes out and says there were four embassies that Soleimani and the bad guys were targeting, I mean, how are you supposed to react? They've already attacked an American embassy in Iraq a couple of weeks before. They've done it in Benghazi, we know. They've done it in Cairo. They've done it all over the region. So how could you not take action? How could you let Americans be sitting ducks and sitting targets when you knew that something was about to happen? I think Trump was entirely justified, and it shows how pathetically weak the opposition is. They have nothing left to sort of seize on to criticize, and they've got to criticize, right? That's what they live and breathe to do. Except this sort of silly notion of, ooh, it wasn't quite imminent enough.
You mentioned criticism. Anytime the administration takes a bold move, the Democratic talking points are that the administration has no strategy, they have no cohesive foreign policy, they're shooting from the hip. What is the strategy? I think we may have seen it this week.
Yeah, you know, they're so far behind, they think they're ahead. This has been a very deliberate strategy from the very beginning. So Trump set out at the beginning of the administration, and I know because I was there. I was in the Situation Room. I was in the Oval Office when we devised this strategy of maximum pressure campaign. And it was Trump's all the way through. Because he understands the economy, he understands financial pressures, he set out first to fix the U.S. economy, tax cuts, regulatory reform. It has been far more successful than even Trump thought it would be. The economy turned around very quickly, and we now have, you know, the highest employment rate in history, the lowest unemployment rate. The stock market is reaching, you know, just stratospheric levels, and the economy is really in very strong, and nothing seems to sort of stop its rise. Number two, rebuild the military. We've done that. Three, unleash U.S. fracking to get U.S. energy independence of Arab oil. Now, that's even been more successful because we have now, in just a few years, we have replaced the Middle East as the world's largest exporter of oil and natural gas, and we are energy independent from the Middle East. And four, withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and impose sanctions on Iran to push their economy to the point of collapse. Now, this took a bit longer because Secretary Tillerson, at the beginning of the administration, convinced Trump to give him some time to conduct diplomacy with Iran. Well, that didn't work at all. So I think we would have been further along on collapsing their economy if Trump had followed his own instincts and ignored Tillerson. But when Iran in the last year has refused to return to the negotiating table, which they should have done because of the economic pressure on them, and they started ratcheting up their military attacks, Trump took a calculated risk. He knew Iran didn't have very many options to retaliate, and so he took out Soleimani. It was a game changer. And Iran, because they have so few options, they chose the most minimal response possible. And they've still saved their national pride, but they didn't kill any Americans.
Have time for a yes or no question. Does this lead potentially to negotiations with Iran?
Yes. I think that Ayatollah has sent a number of signals to Trump that he's ready to enter a new phase of the relationship, and Trump has sent those signals back.
K.T. McFarland, author of the new book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. You can order it right now. Pre-order it at Amazon.com, and I would point you to two articles at FoxNews.com, two opinion pieces that K.T. has written this week. And as always, K.T., thank you so very much for being with us.
Pleasure.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. We've got the 8 o'clock news next on WMAL, then it's Garden Sense.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.